He remains the only HIV-positive person with undetectable levels of virus without using ARV medications. Other people have since seemed to mimic his case, but HIV eventually came back in each one. Brown's case suggests that curing HIV is possible, but it may require cleaning out practically every scrap of HIV that may be hiding in the body, says Dr. Stephen Deeks, professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco. You probably need to get as close to zero viruses as you possibly can, he says. The last man standing can always pop up and get you in the end. Even if you can't ferret out and eradicate every last remnant of HIV in every patient, researchers now believe that you could rebuild a person's immune system so it can successfully eliminate whatever virus remains. Cancer experts are already using these types of strategies in their fight against tumors by programming the immune system to attack malignant cells. I am optimistic because the parallels in what we are doing in HIV and what others are doing in cancer are so great that we will be able to leverage what they figure out and apply it to a cure for HIV, says Deeks. Deeks is part of an NIH-funded collaboration of HIV experts who are investigating not just the shock-and-kill approach, but also another way to neutralize the virus by permanently locking down HIV inside the cells where it lies dormant so it can never be reactivated again. Researchers are also studying ways to genetically splice out HIV from infected cells, and AMFAR is supporting a study that so far involves 30 people with HIV who, like Brown, also developed leukemia and required bone marrow transplants to see if that strategy could be a reasonable option for curing the infection for some people. No one in the field expects HIV to be vanquished in the next year or so, but they are more confident than ever that some type of cure will be part of HIV treatment in the future.